A mystery remain as a mystery. We are immersed in an enigma of profound depth, a cosmic puzzle that intertwines the known and the unknown, the perceptible and the imperceptible, the finite and the infinite. Life is a piece of this grand puzzle. We are born. We live. We love. We endure. We celebrate. And then we leave this physical existence. But the core of who we are, the consciousness that fuels our existence, remains a part of this eternal enigma. You ask about the purpose of our existence, the reason for our sojourn on this beautiful planet. From one perspective, it is for the evolution of our intellect, the expansion of our consciousness, the refinement of our ability to love and to understand. We are here to grow, to learn, to experience, to contribute to the grand tapestry of existence. But if you ask why this evolution is necessary, why this grand cosmic drama is unfolding, the answer lies in the realm of the unknowable. It is a mystery wrapped in an enigma, a riddle that the mind cannot solve. It is a question that can only be lived, not answered. Love, the most profound and transformative of human experiences, is also a part of this mystery. We feel it, we know it, we are moved by it, but we cannot fully explain it. It is a force that binds us together, that makes us compassionate, that allows us to transcend our individual selves and touch the divine. But its origin, its essence, remains a mystery. Even the Buddha, in his infinite wisdom, could not put into words the experience of enlightenment. It is a state beyond the mind, beyond words, beyond concepts. It is a state of pure being, pure awareness, pure love. It is the ultimate mystery, the ultimate unknowable. In this journey of life, we may encounter spiritual leaders or gurus who claim to have definitive answers, who assert that they have unraveled the mystery, who insist that they hold the key to the unknowable. But the true wisdom lies in understanding that the unknowable cannot be known, cannot be captured in words, cannot be confined to a doctrine or a dogma. Anyone who claims to have definitive answers to the mysteries of life, to the riddles of existence, to the enigma of the unknowable, is either a fool or is attempting to fool. They may be well-intentioned. They may believe in the veracity of their claims, but they are, in essence, trying to contain the infinite in the finite, the eternal in the temporal, the unknowable in the known. The true spiritual masters, the genuine gurus, are those who guide us to our own wisdom, who point us to our own inner light, who help us navigate the mystery without claiming to have solved it. They are the ones who invite us to dwell in the question, to embrace the mystery, to find peace in the unknowable. Let us not be content with the familiar, with the comfortable, with the known. Let us have the courage to step into the unknown, to explore the uncharted territories of our own consciousness, to dive into the depths of our own being. For it is in the unknown that we discover the true beauty of existence, the true joy of being. It is in the unknown that we touch the divine, that we experience the infinite, that we taste the nectar of existence. It is in the unknown that we find our true home, our true nature.